Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the toughest folks I know, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. When I say tough, I mean tough. And this long, cold, harsh winter is one more example. Add to that last week's horrendous blizzards in parts of the state, horrendous floodings in others, if not a combination of both. Perhaps tough ain't strong enough, but it's the best I can come up with. South Dakota legislative session is wrapped up. We need to take a minute or two to reflect upon some of the accomplishments. I'd begin by talking about taxes on agricultural land. As you know, ag land taxation is always a major issue for South Dakota corn. Senate Bill 112, which provided for the assessment of certain ag lands to be determined as non-crop land, was opposed by South Dakota corn because it's impossible to give someone a tax break without shifting the burden or cutting revenue. The bill failed on the Senate floor 27-7. Senate Bill 4, which corn supported, dealt with revising certain provisions regarding the classification of ag land for property tax purpose. It was decided that a summer study running a set of books in certain counties to see how the system would change the taxing structure in those counties would be beneficial. I should mention that South Dakota Corn urged caution regarding the actual shift that would occur when new evaluations are applied. This bill is on the governor's desk. If you want to dig deeper into this year's legislative session, just go to sdcorn.org and check out the blog. Senate Bill 147 involves certain provisions regarding commercial pesticide applicators. South Dakota Corn joined many other farm groups in opposition because the bill didn't fix the problems that proponents were trying to solve. Another bill supported by so many ag and non-ag organizations was Senate Bill 63, which increased the penalty for a second conviction in a 10-year period for those who trespass to hunt, fish, or trap. This bill has already been signed by the governor. I think I can sum up this year's session by simply stating South Dakota Corn was there fighting for South Dakota corn farmers and the ethanol industry, both hugely important, as you know. To the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe and thanks for what you do.